Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House voted on a bill to keep the government open for 45 days and avoid a shutdown over the weekend. The Senate passed the measure Saturday evening after the House passed the bill to extend government funding after days of uncertainty. Before the vote, Representative Jamal Bowman, the Democrat from New York, pulled a fire alarm and stopped the government proceeding for a while. After a photo was provided to the media of Bowman pulling the alarm, he says it was an accident. The stopgap bill was signed into law to avert a government shutdown until we revisit the same issue in the middle of November. California Governor Gavin Newsom named Democrat strategist LaFonza Butler as Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement in the U.S. Senate after the longtime Democrat senator died last week at the age of 90. Butler will finish out the remainder of Feinstein's term in Washington ahead of the 2024 election. In a statement, the governor described Butler as an advocate for women and girls and a second-generation fighter for working people and a trusted advisor to Vice President Harris. Butler is married to her wife, Naneki, and together they have a daughter, Nyla. Dissatisfied with President Biden's job performance heading into the 2024 presidential election, Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota is stepping down from his House Democratic leadership position. An exit after his unsuccessful call for a viable party challenger in the 2024 presidential election. He will remain on the payroll as a congressman. President Biden has two events on his schedule today. The president delivers remarks to celebrate the Americans with Disabilities Act. That takes place at 2 p.m. Eastern on the South Lawn. At 4:30 Eastern today in the Cabinet Room, the president convenes his cabinet to get an update on the work that they are doing. We are USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a frustrating time to be a lawmaker in Washington, D.C. Narrowly escaping a government partial shutdown, Congress finally got across the finish line. Before the vote, a Democrat congressman pulled the fire alarm, delaying the proceedings. And Republicans, wanting the massive spending to stop, are threatening the speaker. Laura Winters has more.
When are you guys going to get over that it's all right that you put America first? That's all right if Republicans and Democrats join together to do what is right.
You're listening to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sounding off at a news conference after he reaches across the aisle to Democrats to secure the votes needed to pass the stopgap measure in the House. The military will stay funded for the next 45 days. The bill does not include funding for Ukraine or the U.S. border. The Senate passing the measure and President Biden signing it. But House conservatives extremely upset with McCarthy. For one, Florida Governor Republican Matt Gaetz, who wants McCarthy out. The speaker saying,
if somebody wants to make a motion against me, bring it.
Manhattan District Attorney Democrat Alvin Bragg is being sued for racial discrimination. Jose Alba, a bodega worker, was attacked behind the counter of his store by 35-year-old Austin Simon last July. Alba stabbed Simon to death. According to the lawsuit, Alba is suing Bragg for racial discrimination after being sent to Rikers Island and charged with second-degree murder, despite it being resolved as self-defense. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew from the get-go it wasn't going to be easy, right? Okay, so here we are. And thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Thomas Renz joins us now. It's all about truth, transparency, COVID, and the real deep state. He's a lead attorney on several COVID-19 lawsuits who works with America's frontline doctors. Make Americans free again, and Ohio stands up. He says in the battle against mediocrity, lukewarm commitments to the fight for freedom, and a general apathy towards the attacks on our freedom, there is no more critical weapon than the truth. Thomas, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. So I appreciate a minute here to catch up. You know, we're, 13 months away from an election, and so that's about the time that you got to bring in a new iteration of COVID because it worked so effectively for the Democrats last time. I mean, it sounds a bit cynical, but this seems to be, you know, kind of the drumbeat we're starting to hear from the distance. Are we mishearing something?
No. In fact, you're not only not mishearing. I mean, I'm at the point now where I've been, you know, digging into this evidence on a scale that most people can't even fathom for almost 3.5 years.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we saw a number of months back, Boston University was working on new and more dangerous gain-of-function work to make COVID even more dangerous and more transmissible here in the United States. I mean, they continue this work on gain-of-function work, but yet, and then we keep seeing these brand-new and very different variants pop up that we're supposed to be paranoid about, you know, and, you know, the whole thing stinks. It just seems a little fishy to me.
Well, let me ask you this gain of function, I mean, which is just a fancy term, because this is what, you know, Marxists do, is they change the language a little bit because it kind of moves the goalpost. So now we're not talking about, you know, biological warfare. We just call it gain of function, which sounds nice and somewhat innocent. Now, has it been determined that gain of function should be looked at in the same regard as biological weapons?
Well, it's long since determined. So here's the thing. If you look online, you'll see the people who are awake will say, you know, the COVID bioweapon or the COVID vaccine is a bioweapon. And on the other side, you'll see the people say, no, this is the vaccine. The gain of function work has long since legally been categorized as dual use research, right? So gain of function, if I make a virus more dangerous, you can claim that you're doing it so that you can find a cure for what that virus might turn into. But it's also obviously a bioweapon. So legally, it's two sides of the same coin. But what they did is exactly what you said. They play with the language, they play with the words, and they dual use research, right? So it's actually bioweapons research, but they call it gain of function because they claim they're trying to find a solution for a problem that doesn't yet exist. That's how they get around it. And Bill, on a related note, that play on words is so critical that, so for example, these gene therapies, the vaccine, the mRNA, mm-hmm. which stands for mod RNA, not messenger RNA, they actually lied. I've got Pfizer's documents on it show that they intentionally misled the public on this.
Mm-hmm.
That mod RNA, which is designed to be a gene therapy and to modify your genetics, see, that was never a vaccine. It was a gene therapy. But because they called it a vaccine, and this is where this goes into you, what you said about changing words,
mm-hmm.
It qualifies for an exemption under the Organic Food Act. So your organic food, your beef, your pork that's listed as organic can actually be gene modified through gene therapies and still be called organic, and they don't have to disclose it to you. So they do this everywhere, and it's a disaster.
Wow. This is dangerous. I mean, because early on, you know, it was presented that this was going to modify our DNA, and of course, the geniuses of social media, Facebook, Twitter at the time, Google, the rest of them, boy, they went nuts and they shadow banned, canceled, took it off the platform, and claimed all kinds of conspiracies. Now here we are. What is this? 2.5, 3 years later. And we're finding out, again, we were right, and they lied, and people died.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, listen, this isn't conspiracy theory. This is stuff I can put in court under penalty of perjury. I mm-hmm. have Pfizer's documents. I have all these documents. You'd have to understand what they did was they defrauded the public. They told us that this was messenger RNA. Messenger mm-hmm. RNA is a naturally occurring thing that's in all life, right? It's a particle, but it's really weak, and it doesn't do real well outside of a living body. So what they did was they took messenger RNA, and they modified it in the lab. And now it's saRNA and RNAi and mod RNA and all these different things. But what it isn't is traditional messenger RNA. Traditional messenger RNA would fall apart in your body after a couple of days, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
But this mod RNA does have the potential, a much greater potential, to permanently modify your DNA, to permanently modify your genetics. And they've lied about it, right? They intentionally told us it was messenger RNA. We all got fact check on this when
exactly.
It wasn't. It never was, and we can prove it now. And so this always comes down to, when do you trust a liar? You and I have been right about this for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The other side's been lying about it for 3.5 years. Who do you want to trust?
Yeah, but the problem is there's no liability. What's going to happen? I mean, aren't they protected because of the emergency authorization use and other things that the government has done to protect Big Pharma?
Well, there's a solution for that, right? There's always a solution. It's just a matter of whether we're willing to pursue it. So right now, I have sitting on my shelf collecting dust. I figured out a way to file a credible lawsuit that I could file ethically that I think would avoid that immunity that's been provided. And I think we could not only go directly after Big Pharma for the vaccine, but also for certain government officials. I've got the case. The reason that it's not filed is it's the cost for me to file that out of pocket. My cost is $68 million. I don't have
$68 million just to file the lawsuit?
6-8. The reason it's 6-8 is this.
Oh, 6-8. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, 6-8 million. The reason for that is if I took $0 out of it, what I would have to do is I have to have 5 to 8 lawyers full time for 3 to 5 years. Plus, I'd have to have 2 to 3 paralegals. Plus, I have to pay for the expert witnesses, and I have to pay for all these things. And what the government's done is they set up the system where to file these cases is so expensive that guys like me, we can't do it. So what's happened is this case is available. There are other cases that are available for J6, for this, for that. But they're too expensive to file for a guy like me. And, you know, I sent out my first legal bill that I sent out in the last 2.5 years last month. I did all of my work for free on donation.
Right.
And the problem is, though, is that if we can't fund it, George Soros will pay $25 million to his lawyers with a blink of an eye. because we know he's going to buy someone off for it. For our side, we can't afford it. The other thing that we can do is if we, the people, start waking up and demanding this on a larger level, we can change some of this legislation.
We'll talk more about how we can do that, Thomas. We got to go to break. More from Thomas Renz after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, 19 minutes after. And Thomas Renz continues with us. Thomas has been the lead attorney on several COVID-19 lawsuits. He works with America's Frontline Doctors, Make America Free Again, and Ohio Stands Up. You know, Thomas, one of the things that I think may eventually come out, you know, when you talk about liability, and that is, you know, all these, you know, celebrities and people who became spokesmen
and promoters of this, disinformation, these flat out lies, you know, telling people that they ought to get, you know, vaccinated. And yet, and here we are, we've got young people falling dead. And even Megyn Kelly, 2 weeks ago, said that suddenly she never had heart problems. All of a sudden she's got heart problems. And the doctor says it came from the vaccine that you took.
Yeah.
And she's just, you got to imagine how crushed she is. And then that brings on to bear is how many other people were forced, quote unquote, air quotes here, to take the vaccine and now feel like they've got, they've been lied to and they've got a time bomb in their biology that could end their life suddenly. And yet all these people that promoted it, these celebrities, these doctors, Fauci, you know, go right on down the line, how do they escape, you know, accountability? Or is it just one of those things you say, well, God knows, and they'll pay for it later on?
Well, I mean, listen, God does know, and they will pay for it later on. But in my world, I don't fight for vengeance, I fight for justice. So one of the things a lot of people don't understand is, you know, these people who've done these evil things, I feel just fire in my heart to go after them. And I will go after them till the bitter end if I have to. But it's not out of revenge. It's for the people. Bill, during the height of this, I got call after call after call. Can you please save my mom, my sister, my brother, my aunt? She's been kidnapped in the hospital and they're murdering her. They said she's got 3 days to live, but they won't let us try ivermectin. They said she's got 3 days to live and they won't let us take her home. They're telling us to do this. They're telling us to do that. We have been fighting so hard. And as I did that, those things burned into my soul. I've got a picture of the son that a mom sent me. And she had tried and tried and tried to get a hold of me. And she finally got a hold of me. And when she called, she's like, you know, can you help my son? And her son, you know, she gave me his numbers. And I've looked at this so much, you know, your creatinine level, your kidney level, this, that, and other. I knew where things were. Her son, at the time she finally got a hold of me, had less than 24 hours to live. There was nothing I could do about that. And I'll never, for the rest of my life, forget having to tell that mom, the best you can do for your son is pray, because there's nothing as a lawyer that I can do that's going to make a difference fast enough to save your son. And I had that conversation hundreds, if not thousands of times. And
those stories, Thomas, people don't hear those stories. They don't know about this. I know early on, after one time that you and I talked, and the reality of people dying in the hospital, family members dying in the hospital by themselves, literally crushed my spirit. And we've heard little of these kind of stories. So it's important that you share this. Thank you for doing that.
Bill, you've got to understand something. This fight, the stuff that I've experienced, I mean, I'm a lawyer. I didn't sign up. Never knew I was signing up. You go where God takes you. And this is my fight, right? The freedom fight. And it's expanded. Right. I mean, we're doing J6. We're doing all these different things now. But I never expected to have to play triage, to have to decide, you know what, I'm going to help your family. I'm not going to help yours because I haven't slept in 3 days. I've worked for 48 hours, 72 hours straight without sleeping. I can't do anymore, and the only thing I can do is try and save the people who I have the most likelihood of saving. And, you know, then tell the moms and the grandmas and the sisters and the wives and the husbands, I'm sorry, your loved one, there's nothing I can do. They're going to be, you need to pray because God's the only hope for them, over and over again. And, you know, those things have burned into my soul, the importance of this fight. The fight, you know, then from there, I became aware of the fact that this fight was the same people. It's the same people that have done CBDCs, that are doing the J6, that are doing all these different things. So these people, if it's the last thing I do, I'll either die on the hill or hold these people accountable. I mean, it's just, so that fight will never end. If I'm broke under a bridge embankment, throwing stones at passing by cars like a nutcase, I'm going to continue fighting this. But whatever I have to do to ensure that there's accountability, not revenge, because revenge is just, it's no good. You can't get anywhere if you're fighting out of a spirit of revenge. But
exactly.
That fire is burning. And one way or another, you know, as long as the doors are open, I'll continue going through them. I'll continue pushing, and I'm honored to do so because, you know, I'm a very imperfect man, but I will tell you one thing: I will never sell out.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your transparency, and again, you know, God makes it clear about revenge. He says that belongs to Him. The weight of revenge is so impossible for humanity to carry it. It will destroy us. And that's wisdom, Thomas, that you know the difference between, you know, revenge and justice. And, you know, let God handle it. Because God, when God revenges an issue, Lord have mercy.
I can't hang with that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you sit there and you think, wow, you don't want to be in the hands of an angry God. And these people deliberately who insist there is no God is going to find out there is a God. And you're in trouble. And
you know,
it's
think
not.
About the, I'm sorry to interrupt, but think about.
No, go ahead.
They know I can show you on paper A to B to C to D. I can show you indisputably using evidence that I either have submitted to a court or can put in there with a penalty of perjury. They know that these vaccines are killing children and babies, and they know they're doing it without any real benefit to those children or babies. And yet, because of the money, they're willing to murder, to knowingly murder children and babies for nothing more than profit. These are the people we're standing against. We're standing against people who would murder children for money, for the bottom line, for whatever purpose they have. And somehow, people like me are not supposed to speak out, people who are aware of what's going on. And again, remember, I'm talking as an attorney who's got this stuff in courts, who's done this. There's nothing. You can check everything about me. And I may be, no matter what you find, you may find I'm a miserable monster, but what you will not find is anything that you can dispute about my work. My work is rock solid. It has been for 3.5 years. Every monster on the planet's tried to discredit me, and not once have they been able to do it. These people are murdering children. They're willing to let children die, babies die, newborn babies. They're giving these shots to newborn babies, and they're dying. The SIDS rate is out of control from these vaccines. I mean,
and these numbers, they won't be transparent with these numbers either, Thomas, to, again, you know, keep us hidden. And again, reinforce the fact that you are an attorney. You're an officer of the court. You cannot be throwing out language very loosely. If you were to say something that did not have credibility or that was dangerous, you would be liable.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I've got, you know, you've got a $1 trillion industry that I'm disrupting. And what an honor before God that I can say that I've had that ability to do, because I'm a nobody from a little town. And by the way, anybody listening to this that thinks that they can't do something, you can't be more of a nobody than I am. Look at what I've done. You've just got to be willing. So please do be willing and please fight with me. But the thing about this is, no, everybody tries to sue me. Everybody tries to come after me. Everybody threatens me. And no, they haven't been able to get me because we've been right. And that's the truth. And it's the truth that these guys are killing babies and killing children, and we got to stop them.
And ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, Thomas, in many ways, I mean, he's done this. I mean, this is pro bono. This has been on his own dime. Yes, people have donated. And I'm going to ask you to donate to Thomas Renz. Thomas, how can they connect with you and donate and support the cause?
Well, we've got a GiveSendGo for Renz Law. We've got TomRenz.com. We accept donations there. We're getting ready to put, we're going to have a bunch of books and a bunch of things coming out. If you support our sponsors, everything we do is to raise money, and all my money goes to the cause. I mean, you know, I personally, you know, if I get to $100,000 a year, I'm doing pretty good. But it's not money for my pocket. It's money for God and for fight. So,
Thomas Renz, you know, thank you, sir. Take
because
care.
Because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. The House voted on a bill to keep the government open for 45 days and avoid a shutdown over the weekend. The Senate passed the measure Saturday evening after the House passed the bill to extend government funding after days of uncertainty. Before the vote, Representative Jamal Bowman, the Democrat from New York, pulled a fire alarm and stopped the government proceeding for a while. California Governor Gavin Newsom named Democrat strategist LaFonza Butler as Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement in the U.S. Senate after the longtime Democrat senator died last week at the age of 90. Butler will finish out the remainder of Feinstein's term in Washington ahead of the 2024 election. In a statement, the governor described Butler as an advocate for women and girls and a second-generation fighter for working people and a trusted advisor to Vice President Harris. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Right here. Right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you with us for the ride. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell, the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, member of committee on this present danger, China, of course. Scott, welcome to the show. As always, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. Thank you.
Well, last weekend, you gave a speech to the Common Sense Society and the Virginia Council. Interesting, the timing of your speech, because I had another engaging conversation for almost an hour with the Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Sears. Talking about her book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. So much of what you talked about, I'll tell you, you two could have been Sonny and Cher, talking about common sense and, singing about common sense, whatever, however thematic you want to make it. But it's like, between the three of us, our hearts are molded together on liberty, common sense, faith, and family, Scott.
Well, it's because God designed it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. That's pretty much the case, isn't it? God has created this infrastructure. It says nobody can, interfere with it. He laughs when they try to do that, including climate change. Oh, yes, by the way. God's infrastructure from the beginning of time, as man would even begin to try to perceive it, everything was well established. His infrastructure is solid as a rock, isn't it?
It is. It is. We just have to rediscover it and recognize it.
Well, it's like, you and I have talked about this before. It's like the law of gravity or any other immutable law.
In some of the laws, the payment for breaking said law is pretty immediate, and you figure it out pretty quick. Although there are some laws, as the book of Ecclesiastes refers to, because, you know, there is no immediate consequence, we fool ourselves and think we can get away with it, or we think there's another option. But the problem is, at least in my experience, Scott, when consequences are deferred, inevitably they are much more severe and crushing, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You're so right, yeah. When I gave the talk to the Common Sense Society, I really didn't know. I prayed up the day before, and I just started writing an outline about what I was going to talk about. Because, I said, well, there's so many things to talk about. Let's just start at the beginning. Okay, the beginning is that God created us. How did he create us? He created us with free will and free minds. And his plan for us was that we would discover the truth through that the use of free minds and free will, that we would, as ideas are in competition with each other, the truth ends up prevailing because the truth will defeat the falsehood every time. And no one has a monopoly on the truth, certainly not government. And when we think about progress,
they shouldn't have a monopoly on it, because
I know.
To your very point, this is why this rhymes and reasons with, oh yeah, that First Amendment thing, you know, our free speech, right?
Right. But what's important, and everybody can understand this, even if you don't really believe say you really doubt the truth of the Bible, put that aside. We all know that all progress comes from building on facts, reality, truth.
Right.
That if you're trying to do something and it's not based on the solid rock of truth, that it's not going to succeed. Whether you're a scientist, whether you're a builder, whatever you are, you've got to follow, you've got to apply what works, what is true. And so the opposite, so if that's the engine of human progress, and we all talk about how great it is that we've made all this progress, when we think about all that we have in high technology and so forth, we have to say, wow, life is a lot easier, and we have more tools than ever before. That doesn't mean that we're happier people, but we have all of this, and it can be all used to help us, manage time better, be more efficient, get more done. So truth is so important, because it was the applied truth that got us all this progress. Now, it appears that we're turning our back on truth, and because our lives are exposed more and more to deceit and lies, and you can't build progress on deceit and lies.
Exactly.
I mean, let's just take about this. You've been to a doctor, Bill. You shared with me. You had several different procedures. Would you go to a doctor that didn't tell you the truth? Would you trust his judgment to do what's right? Of course not.
Right.
So we know that very very true, but.
Well, it's like the first question I asked the doctor, that did my hip surgery, and he kind of laughed with it, but I asked him, I said, do you know the difference between your right and left? And fortunately, he had a sense of humor, he laughed, because there have been instances when you go in for a right hip surgery and the doctor does the left. Not my particular doctor, but that has anecdotally been reported. And so I didn't want to be, coming out of the ether, so to speak, and think, oh my God, the wrong leg or the wrong hip, you know what I'm saying? So to your point.
Right.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah.
Truth matters. Yes.
Absolutely. So let's just think about, what occupies everybody with, in governing positions for the most part in terms of public policy for what, for America. And we like to think that this is progress, right? Well, it turns out when we consider current major public policy issues that preoccupy, the executive and the legislative, we find most, if not all, are based on false narratives. And many are actually hoaxes. So how do we get good policy, good results, progress for America, if all of the debates in our government are based on falsehood? The southern border is secure. We're told that.
Yeah.
That's an outright lie, and we all know it. And,
yes,
and yet there's no corrective to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they think that they can continue to manipulate the media not to cover it, which they do. I mean, look, if ABC, NBC, CBS were doing their job, there would be, you know, there would be cameras on that border showing what's going on. There aren't. And so they...
Right. Well, there's a dereliction of duty there.
It's a dereliction of duty, and then you have to ask yourself why. And I can tell your audience why this is happening, because this is a global agenda that has its origin in the UN, World Economic Forum, to break down nation states, to break down national sovereignty, and to move to flood countries with immigrants, to make all country, to make all areas kind of equal in misery, I might add.
Exactly. And they've been doing this, Scott. How many nations have they done this to, where they've destroyed their borders and these countries have been overly migrated? You know?
Well, look what's gone on throughout Europe. I mean,
yes, exactly.
I'm
wondering in terms of a number. I mean, are we talking that there's been a dozen countries who have fallen into this lie?
At least a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some countries have resisted it. I mean, to their credit, Japan has had very tight, immigration policy and, certainly China does not allow in, third world people.
Right.
So, but the West, when we're under attack, we are in a major conflict with none other than China. China is our number one enemy, and they want to weaken us in every way, and they want to defeat us internally. They do not want to fight us in a physical war. So this is part of the strategy.
Yeah.
And the Chinese are now coming over our border, and their fentanyl is flooding into our country, and that all comes from China.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So
this is the deal. I mean, we no doubt, the West, particularly, America is the crown jewel and the target. I don't care if you're talking Iran, you're talking Russia, you're talking China, you're talking, you just name it. All these countries that are envious of America's position, and they would love nothing better than to replace us. And guess what? We're giving them all the tools that they need in order to bring us down. Scott, let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Yeah,
more
let's
from
pick it
Scott
up with
Powell.
Climate change. Oh,
okay, you got it. Stay with us. More from Scott Powell after this.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell. And we were talking before about truth. And one thing I want to make sure that people understand, you know, truth isn't this ethereal kind of idea. It is a black and white issue and definition. It's not your truth, my truth, somebody else's truth. No, there is the truth or there is a lie. It is black and white. And when, you know, Scott or I are talking about the truth, you have to maintain the integrity and the foundation of what the truth is, regardless of what somebody else is saying. You know, as Scott was pointing out, that we have the United Nations, we've got the World Economic Forum, we've got all these outside forces telling us something about migration, but what you have to look at is what is the truth that, as it relates to sovereignty, as it relates to the bigger picture, that when, you know, there is violation of the truth that compromises a nation's sovereignty, then you know the flag's got to go up, and you need to be aware and understand that we are in danger here. But again. Again, the source of truth is God Himself. You abandon yourself. You think somehow you can live life without God. God says, fine, you know, have it your way. But you, there's no way that you can appreciate the benefits of God's wisdom and truth without God. And this is what so many people in America think that they're getting away with, but they're not. Look at the calamities. Look at the chaos that's going on. This is all resultant from the fact that we have turned our back on God, and we're reaping the whirlwind on it, and we want to blame something else. We want to blame Donald Trump, or we want to blame the Democrats, or no.
We want to blame climate change.
Exactly. Go ahead and pick it up from there, Scott, because I think it's important for people to understand this. This all stems from, you know, our delusion and our defiance of the truth.
Yes. I mean, first of all, let's just start out by just saying it outright, that the climate change argument is a hoax. It is based on false scientific, really anti-scientific analysis. Mm-hmm. So why is climate change being rolled out? First of all, it took over from the argument that we had global warming. When they couldn't prove there was real global warming, they went to climate change. Mm-hmm. And climate change is designed, the way it's presented to us, it's presented with fear that if we don't change our economy, that we're going to have, that life as we know it is going to end on the earth. Mm-hmm. Now, right. If you go back to the 1960s and 70s with the Club of Rome, they were saying the same thing. Every period has had this sort of, concern and fear-based stuff about how, how the world was going to, ultimately, collapse.
Right.
The population argument back then in the 60s and so forth. The fact is that the earth can support, if we properly farmed all of the agricultural land, we could feed 3-4 times the population that we currently have.
Not to mention if we got some of these oppressive governments out of the way that we're stopping the flow of food to the people, right? Let's add that into the mix. Yeah. Go ahead.
So getting back to climate change is really a global agenda. We could say that it was hatched by the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, but it was the perfect vehicle to break down the sovereignty of individual nations and to transform their policy. And to the extent that China controls, it controls much of the United Nations, mm-hmm. and the agenda. China wants us to go green, to go all electric vehicles and go all green, because it will destroy our economy and it cuts us off from the fossil fuels that give us energy on demand to fight and win wars.
Exactly.
The strategic petroleum, the American people should have been alarmed when they heard that Joe Biden was bringing down the price of oil, of gas at the gas pump by tapping into the strategic petroleum reserve. That strategic petroleum reserve is there for emergency use in time of war primarily. So now we drain that out.
Not in emergency use for getting votes.
Right. Right, exactly.
Right.
So this agenda of climate change, the reality is that electric vehicles, they run on lithium, okay? And to go totally green with wind and solar in America, you've got to be able to store the energy so that, you have energy when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining. So that you need 30 days of battery storage. Because you store the energy for the time that you need it. In order to build out a totally zero CO2, net zero CO2 economy with just wind and solar, it would cost us $270 trillion to build out primarily the energy storage is the most expensive part of it. That's impossible. It's ridiculous. So for us to be misled about this is just... It's crazy. And even if we were to go half net zero, in other words, we rely half on wind and solar and half on conventional, coal, uranium, natural gas generated energy, it still would cost us, well over $20 trillion. Well, last time I checked, we have a deficit, the likes of which we've never had in our country before, and our economy may collapse. So why are we even talking about a policy that would just, where are we going to get the money? We don't have the money.
What happens to all the trees, and the environment, the things that we're supposed to be sensitive about when you go to net zero? They can't breathe. They can't breathe.
No, you're absolutely right.
If they can't breathe and die, then that kills us. Right? Because
we're
counting on them in terms of the cycle of life to do what they need to do, and now we're interfering with that, and nobody's asking this question. It's like, okay, what is this going to do to humanity? Well, for those eugenicists who believe, as you said earlier, that the earth cannot handle the population that thinks that 8 billion, their heads were exploding when we were starting to get to 2 billion. And, now they've kind of expanded and said, okay, maybe we can live with 3 billion. We're at 8 billion right now. We're 5 billion too many in their eyes and perception.
Yeah,
so,
well, I know.
If they exterminated 5 billion.
Population reduction is part of their agenda.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. So climate change has a lot of power because it's based on fear and causing everyone to be fearful. But don't fall for it.
Again,
China
without God, I'm sorry, Scott, but again, you brought up something. So again, this is all fear based, and it's exacerbated the further away from God you are. You see, with God, there's no fear. I mean, you're going to have a certain amount of fear. I get it, because we're human beings, but there's peace with God. Without God, oh my goodness, the fear meter goes off the charts, to your point. Okay, yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I would remind the audience that God created it all. He created all the oil, all the natural gas, all the uranium. All of those sources of energy were created by God for what? For human benefit.
Exactly.
But we have to manage it prudently. And so the economy, the free economy, automatically does that. It will drive resources to where the cheapest source of energy is and the most reliable, because in the world of energy, reliability is very important. You don't want to have an unreliable source of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that have bought electric vehicles have realized that it's not quite as easy to take long trips because there's no infrastructure to recharge.
Exactly, including the CEO of Ford, who took his F-150 across country and realized, I can't make it across country relying on the charging stations that aren't there, right?
Yeah. So the other false narratives, we'll go through it real quick. The pandemic was one of the major false narratives, really in the area of hoax. And again, it was based on fear and transforming our economy. And now there's talk about turning over the sovereignty of the United States, our country, to the World Health Organization in time of emergency, pandemics or other emergencies,
right,
which could include climate change.
Could you
this
imagine?
This is crazy that we would even that, and this is why our current installed president is such a dangerous guy. And it's not him; it's the people behind him who want us to sign this treaty. And the treaty does not need to go through the Senate. If Biden signs it, essentially we've turned over the sovereignty of the United States to who on global emergency stuff. That's crazy.
Well, I thought the Senate still needs to be involved. They still could cancel.
Well,
right?
this treaty is written in such a way that it does not involve the Senate. But we'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off.
Okay, we got
the
about a minute
big,
and a half.
You know,
we got a minute and a half left.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you
well,
go.
Well, another big hoax and false narrative is that white supremacy is our greatest threat. I mean, this just exacerbates racial conflict in our country, which is what our enemies want.
Mm-hmm.
And then look, we're all scratching our head on why transgenderism is just sort of taken off. Well, it's again to weaken America, destroy the family. To confuse young people and even make them malleable to being used by government for nefarious purposes. So, anyway, maybe next week we can finish up, Bill, but there's so much to talk about.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. And I don't know if you saw the numbers, regarding the Dems' Real Clear Opinion research. I'll just give you two of the line items here. 47% of Dems say free speech should be legal only under certain circumstances. 34% of Dems say America has too much freedom. And 75% of Dems say government has a responsibility to censor hateful social media posts. This is the America we live in right now, to Scott's point. And without God, it's not going to get any better. The trajectory would tell us, Scott. He's the author of Rediscovering America. Scott Powell has been our guest. Thank you, Scott. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.